Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You still think he's going to the Padres?
Or just not the Phillies. And so I just think it's the city that he's not, you know, him and his wife are not feeling.
Yeah.
I don't have that answer. I just feel like it won't be Philly. Because
okay.
If it was Philly, he would already get Ricky Henderson. Yeah,
okay.
He would have signed before Machado. Real quick.
Yeah.
Was Uber around in...
That's funny. I saw that text, too. Texter said, did this dude just pick up Mad Bum before the 2014 World Series?
Or was that Uber Elite when only the athletes had access to...
Yeah, I don't know. It was around. Yeah, Uber was around. All right. He may have been one of the pioneers. Yeah, no,
How dare I doubt the caller.
I started... I think I did my first Uber ride as a passenger in, like, 2015. So, it was around. Remember when we started seeing pink mustaches on cars everywhere?
Wow,
you're like, what the hell is that?
At you.
You know? And you're like, oh.
You ever had Uber passengers had a few? And a kind of ruling in the, you know, on one?
Have I ever picked up a drunk passenger?
Yeah.
Yes. Many times.
How you deal with them?
Yeah. Well, you just, hey, you can be drunk. You just can't be disrespectful.
Okay.
There's a fine line.
All
Don't think I've never kicked anybody out of the ride either.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
No
just,
video, huh?
Just pull. Oh, I have a video.
Okay. Okay.
You're not going to put hands on me. We're going to document all of this. I got to feel safe, guru. All right. 888-957-9570. John Heyman tweeting out about a little over an hour ago that the Giants are telling people that they're trying hard for Harper. And as we know, Farhan Zaidi's track record speaks to not wanting to give out these long-term deals and nothing longer than a decade to pay a player. But if the Giants want to be serious about going in on a Bryce Harper, 10 years is where the conversation, I think, starts. And so if they're still in the talks, it means Farhan is acquiesced, in a sense, to his belief that he doesn't want to hand out those kind of long-term contracts. And what that should tell you, too, is Farhan thinks that Bryce Harper is a cornerstone piece and the kind of guy that, yeah, he's 26 now, probably be pretty damn good even at 30, 32, and there'll be opt-outs, et cetera, and... Guess what? If they do sign Bryce Harper for 10 years and he's still here in 10 years, it's probably because things have gone very well.
I like that. But
okay.
He plays the Nationals 19 times a year if he were to go to Philly. Do you think he is running from being the villain and the Kevin Durant and coming to San Francisco? I'm just saying he would get away from that. Because you play, you know, 19 times against your former team, you're feeling some type of way.
Yeah.
And then you go to that ballpark, boo! I'm sure it's not going to be a standing O. It would be like what KD probably didn't think, you know, he underestimated how hurt the fan base was when he left OKC.
Got to have thicker skin than that,
wow.
Man. It's part of the deal.
Well, you think that, but we saw KD bothered a bit.
Bryce Harper's his own man. He's not Kevin Durant. But you're right.
Okay.
I mean, people are only human. And I think athletes read more of what's said and written about them than they probably lead on.
Oh, there's no doubt. I know I would.
I mean, you know, I like
probably a two-burner account.
I like to say, yeah, they have the internet too. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course. But some care to probably varying degrees. I think Harper is pretty comfortable in his own skin.
Okay.
And he's going to bet on Bryce. So to that end, I think he understands that it's a business. This is a pretty good text, and this is really important to hit on. $30 million a year in 2029 will seem like a bargain the way contracts are being paid. There is a certain element of this to this whole Bryce Harper situation, which is, okay, it's 10 years. That's a long damn time. But on the back end of the contract, hey, maybe that's a little bit of a value. Who knows? As far as the meteoric rise of contracts, especially if Harper's producing at an MVP level, if you're paying a perennial MVP candidate $30 million a year in 2028, guys could be making $50 million a year at that point. So you could be getting them at a value.
Yeah, well, you're using the calculator on your side for that because right now that's a lot of jack.
Sure.
You know, 30 a year, and you talk about Harper, he damn sure wasn't in the MVP conversation last year, and to his standards, which he set, that was somewhat of an off year for him. So, again, I just look at the totality of the player. He's a badass. And Ryan, real quick from the 916, hey, Guru, how's it a bad look for baseball that it took so long for stars to sign? It makes it more exciting. I thought the hot stove, the winter meetings, I got excited for that. So I've been kind of pissed off since then that nothing manifested or came about, because that's when the willing and dealings happened, Ryan. I think this, again, is just ridiculous, the fact that, you know, got stars are still unemployed.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, Giants fans at 957-95 on the Chilton Autobody text line. If Bryce decides to sign with the Phillies or the Padres or the Nationals, and it's not the San Francisco Giants, are you going to have exception with Bryce Harper now? Is he going to be a villain to you? And is this going to be a signify to you that 2019 is just going to be some dreary swan song to Bruce Bochy? And how are you going to react to that? Is it better to have loved and lost, Guru, or have never to have loved at all? Is it better to have shooting your shot with Bryce Harper and tried to get him and think about the possibilities of the allure of having one of the preeminent free agents, or would you just rather have not had to deal with it at all if you're not going to be able to sign him anyway?
Not at all. Love and loss. Experience. That's all how you gain. That's wisdom, you all know, through experience. And
okay.
You got to live a little bit. So I commend the Giants again for being in on it to whatever degree they're in on it. I know they took a meeting. They did it last year with Stanton. I like that.
All right, good stuff. It's Ryan Covey. It's Daryl the Guru Johnson. The Warriors will be back in action tomorrow night. Sacramento Kings in town as they get the second half of the season underway. And, you know, we were hitting on something before we got to John Heyman, and I think it's good to revisit this because it invoked a lot of passion in people. And Chris Rose spoke on this about the... I want to come up with something better than the TMZification of sports, but I see where we're headed. And you could even throw the Bryce Harper equation into this. They get so emotional about this, and I understand it's sports passion. That's why we work in sports broadcasting, but do we take it too far? And as a sports fan, is this exciting for you, this type of speculation, where Bryce Harper's going to land? Or you can equate it to the NBA with Kyrie Irving. We got a little sound from Kyrie that will play on the other side. And Kyrie, we'll give you his thoughts, but it's basically, you know, about the media and about all the attention basically detracting and breaking up locker rooms around the NBA.
It's a 24/7 news cycle, so they need everything to fuel that. All and right. That's why... the stuff that people were uncomfortable or don't care about now is on the table, and you got to deal with it. Guys like us and gals, it's part of it. So if you're uncomfortable, you got to get out the kitchen, because that's what sells now. And these entities, these MLB, NBA, they're going up against, you know, all the entertainment monsters, and that's what they're trying to be, and this helps it.
Monsters are scary. Daryl the Guru Johnson and Ryan Covey on 95.7 The Game. Coming up, we'll hear that sound from Kyrie Irving, 888-957-9570. And, of course, the Chilton Autobody's text line always popping, 95795. And Gianna Franco to my right. Gianna, good afternoon. And let me ask you this before we get to the update.
Yes, monsters are scary.
Yes, they are. Thank you, right? any animosity towards Bryce Harper if he doesn't come to the Giants now?
No.
And as far as a sports fan, don't you just want your team to be doing everything in their power to get better, right? Isn't that what we're in it for?
To get better, and I want the Giants to bring someone here that are going to, you know, attract fans. The Giants do a good job with that, but I think they need a star.
10 years too long for you?
10 years is a little too long for me.
All right. So you wouldn't give Bryce Harper a 10-year deal?
I'm not saying I wouldn't give it to him, but
okay.
It is a little
okay.
too long.
Right.
I'm not saying I wouldn't go there, but
okay. Cost
I feel
of doing
like
business.
It is, yeah. You get what you pay for, right? I mean,
you do it, but you might not necessarily feel great about it.
Yeah.
All right, good stuff. Gianna Franco, what's going on?
Now, back to Warriors Wednesday on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by Friedman's Appliance, a trusted name in the Bay Area since 1922. And Great Clips, proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Here's Steinmetz and Guru.
Matt Steinmetz will be back from vacation tomorrow with Daryl the Guru Johnson. I am Ryan Covey. Wrap it up my fifth in a row here on 95.7 The Game.
Dog?
Oh, man. I'll be texting you, though. Now we're, now we're about to be text friends. Watch out.
I got
out.
You locked in. I text the house number thinking it was your... Yeah, you know how it comes back? It's
I got my office number. So I got the office number, and then I got the cell phone
number.
I set up the studio at the house a little while ago so I can do interviews from home. Yeah. trying to make big boy moves, doing podcasting from the house.
So they call that the ISDN line.
I don't have an ISDN line, though. That's like next level. I have like a phone line hooked up through the mixer and everything.
Gotcha.
So I can record interviews, things like that. But what I can't do is connect directly with the studio. That costs a little more scratch.
Big dog, Townsends and Papas.
Yeah, and your Tim Roy's, who joined us on the crystal clear ISDN line at noon today. And, of course, that'll be at 95.7 The Game. Bonte and Ratto will jump in at 2 o'clock. They got a great guest lineup today. Mark Spears, 3 o'clock. Jeff Passan, 4:10. And then Jason Richardson at 5:05. It's We Believe night out at Oracle tomorrow night as the Warriors get back underway. I'm ready for Warriors basketball back in my life.
Yeah, and it's a big game against the Rockets, who...
The Kings.
The Kings, who they've gone, what, every game has been close.
Yeah, they've had some battles in the Kings. It was funny, that game in Sacramento, I think right around Christmas time, was a game to me that the Kings learned a really sharp lesson that... They had the champs on the ropes.
Up 10 with 2 minutes.
There you go. But you didn't finish them off.
Wow.
And then the Warriors showed them what time it was and brought it all the way back. And ended up, I think the game even went to overtime, if I remember correctly, and ended up beating them. And that was kind of the reminder to the Kings that, like, hey, you've made some progress, young fella.
Remember who you are.
Yeah, it's like when the kid wants to test dad, take a shot at the title, or little brother wants to take on big brother. Every now and again, big brother got to remind him, Get down, youngster. All right, we've been talking about the NBA in particular, and really professional sports, and the amount of attention that we focus on about the ancillary stuff off the court, including as it applies to Major League Baseball, Bryce Harper and his pending free agency. Manny Machado ultimately signed yesterday. But in the NBA, I mean, we're talking about free agents. There's a story out there about Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's going to be free agent in 2021, but there's speculation that the Warriors will already be in on him. And that's how far in advance in the NBA you have to start to court these guys if you really want to see these things come to fruition.
Yeah, and also, too, it's a compliment to Giannis. The fact that he's so damn good right now. I mean, he's becoming an icon. I mean, he's rare. The things he can do on a basketball court, the fact that the people would even speculate this early, to me, I guess Giannis, his talent is worth that, if you get where I'm going.
Would you be willing?
You know, we don't talk about scrubs like that.
Whose contract is up?
And nobody care.
I don't really care where Joe Ingles is going when his deal's up.
No,
I'm just throwing out, player X, okay?
Lefty.
I'm not really too concerned about that, but I definitely, Alec Burks, where he lands, it's not really going to titillate me one way or another. As far as free agency, though, and all this chatter, all this noise, all this attention, does it take its toll on the players? And as we know, over in Boston, Kyrie Irving can be a free agent this summer. He's going to be a free agent this summer. And there was the shot of him and Kevin Durant at All-Star Weekend
in
Charlotte.
What was being said? He put up the two fingers.
It's just... How about it was probably just a couple of guys that were just enjoying each other's company that genuinely like each other? And I love what Tim Roy said about the All-Star Game. It's the same thing I've been saying about it for the last 5 days, which is it's just an exhibition.
Quit judging it.
Yeah, who cares? It's a bunch of guys that are basically sitting around telling each other how great they are, and it's a chance for the fans to enjoy them all in the same place at the same time, and it's a chance for all the various media members to get them all in the same place at the same time and ask them questions. And players, they're people too. They get fatigue on this stuff. So let's hear from Kyrie Irving. I want to get your take on this, Guru. Here's Kyrie Irving about media attention potentially breaking up locker rooms.
A lot of people don't realize on the outside that, a lot of things that are said get into the locker rooms. Like a lot of things that are put in headlines get into the locker rooms. Like media has broken up locker rooms. Like it's been done before. Like where you say something and it's misinterpreted, and instead of addressing it with the person or individual, like human interaction, you read it on your phone. Like you read it on a text. Somebody says that, hey, did you see what this person said about you and it's your teammate? And you're like, wait, I didn't hear that. And then you hold back, you don't say anything to them, and then throughout the season, it ends up coming out again. And it's just like, man, that's not the way life is supposed to go. You know, it's a unique position, but I'm appreciative that I can have this understanding now. So, yeah, it's fun, but at the same time, goodness, it's energy taxing.
Kyrie Irving, courtesy of ESPN. Is he being too sensitive there, Guru?
Yeah, tricks are for kids. He's got rabbit ears. Come on, man.
But aren't they
get
people,
that
too?
The rabbit got to...
Oh, yeah, look at you. Okay.
Little Jay-Z.
Fair enough.
But I can't believe he just said that. He's being super sensitive with that. Dude, this is the industry you picked, and with that, you get paid handsomely. You're all over because you're that damn good, but that shocked me. You got to man up. Okay, you got to block that noise out. And it's communication. Covey, if you read an article, Guru said, I don't want to play with Covey, come to me in the locker room.
Right.
You know,
I'm
as a man,
you.
Cool
yeah,
and
I'm
calm.
Calling you.
And we chop it up.
Yeah. No,
and
I'm coming in hot.
That. He
I'm coming
blew
in
up
hot.
The Cavs.
I'm coming in hot on you.
Yeah, I bet. But I still would be cool. Come on, Kyrie. Yeah. And we read it, and you know, come on. And you left Cleveland and then had the audacity to put your Boston teammates on blast, basically doing the subliminal bombs that they're young punks and they don't want to listen.
Sure.
That's weak. That was weak, right? That was weak sauce.
All right. What do you think, basketball fans, at 957-958-957-9570? Is Kyrie Irving being too soft with all that? And is this the direction that we're headed in professional sports, the coddled athlete? And, you know, in a lot of ways, and I'm just kind of taking the other side of this, Guru, in a lot of ways, could you blame these guys for being a little sensitive because everything that they do is just so politicized, it's so publicized, everybody wants a piece of them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can't go anywhere. I get it. That's their, you know, tough life, right? That's why you get paid hundreds of millions of dollars. You knew what it was when you signed up for it. Fair enough. But at some point, it probably has got to wear on you, right?
And I hate that I'm sounding like the old guy yelling at the clouds, get a real job and then come talk to me. I want to hear from the real people with 9-to-5s that got to show up every day making beans. You get paid to do this.
But the real people don't have to deal with all the speculation and all the scrutiny that they do.
Game. And what was it you and I who were talking about? And then go to the ATM and do a withdrawal and show me that available balance.
Yeah.
And that should suffice, get you through all, oh, they're talking about where I'm going to go. They're only talking about you, Kyrie, because you're good at what you do. Come on.
All right. Is Kyrie Irving being too sensitive? What do you think?
That was weak, Covey. Just real quick. I couldn't. That was weak.
I'm telling you. But that's Kyrie Irving. And I do think that when you have a track record, see, one incident for me isn't the end of the world. Like you said earlier, sometimes relationships sour. Sometimes just two people, it's not working out, whether it's a player in an organization,
okay,
a player in a GM, a married couple, whatever. Things happen, and sometimes people want to go their separate ways. He's already thrown the Cleveland Cavaliers essentially on the bus, wanted to get traded out of there, couldn't mesh with LeBron.
Okay.
Now you're in Boston, okay? Whole new crop of players, whole new crop of youngsters. And now you're, by the way, you've come to Boston to be the leader of a team that a lot of people are picking to potentially represent the Eastern Conference in the NBA Finals, okay?
All right.
And now you can't make it work here. It's kind of like Jimmy Butler. Cried his way out of Chi-Town, cried his way out of Minnesota, and
dude,
then now I even heard in Philadelphia it hasn't even meshed totally well yet. So at some point, you got to look in the mirror and say, maybe I need to start acting right and things will go a little smoother.
And don't forget this. Kyrie grabbed the mic in training camp. I'm going to be in Boston. I don't want to talk about free agency, basically doing the dog and pony show. I get it. KD didn't do it, and people were asking him about free agency all day. Kyrie did that, then went back on, I could say whatever I want. I didn't say I was going to stay. I mean, dude, you're acting like a little kid, but now it's so much to where it's tearing. No, guys like you are tearing up locker rooms. You done it in Cleveland. And from all accounts, I won't side with whomever, but LeBron was blindsided. And now you're in Boston and you're not happy and you're at the All-Star game allegedly recruiting Kevin Durant to go to your next stop.
Oh, you
which
don't
is
know that.
Be in New York.
You don't know that he was doing that. I mean, these guys are all friends.
I'm on Twitter.
They all talk. They're all friends. And what constitutes collusion?
You're
telling me there wasn't recruiting when LeBron and Chris Bosh joined up with D Wade?
I give you that.
How about the Hamptons Five? If it's all above board, who cares?
No, I give you that.
To recruit free agents. This is the NBA.
Right. But are you against? I mean, do you side with Kyrie and it's out a little bit with what he said?
No, not at all. Not to that degree.
I guess that's what I'm
asking. You need to have
you
a little bit thicker skin here.
Right.
I'm just trying to see where he's coming from. See, when I have a philosophical disagreement with somebody, I always like to put myself in their shoes. Or really when I'm just trying to understand something.
Right.
Just trying to put yourself in their vantage point and see where they're coming from. At least begin to understand why. And then you can maybe have a little more balanced approach to it. No, I think Kyrie's being way too soft in all this. Let's get out to the phones at 888-957-9570. What about Kyrie's comments? Is he just being too soft? And is this kind of the state of the modern-day athlete? And dare I say, particularly in the NBA, where we just lap this free agency stuff up nonstop. Roberts in Fairfield, 95.7 The Game is the number. What's going on, brother?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
I just wanted to say I love your show, and I listen to it all the time.
Awesome. Steinmetz will be back tomorrow, I promise.
Okay, but I just wanted to comment and that in today's age, it's all social media is so big, and we live in a day and age where if you do something in the job, and they're not going to, if somebody doesn't like it, they don't tell you about it until 2 months later, and they give you your walking papers. It's just, you can't confront anyone nowadays. If you do, it's considered confrontational. So I can understand what he's talking about, and I know them guys are, you know, they're at a high level, and emotions run deep, and, you know, they can't be arguing with each other, so if they stay quiet, that's going to build a little friction. So I kind of side with Kyrie.
All right. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you checking in. Always interesting to look at the other side of it, Guru.
Jimmy Butler?
I think Jimmy Butler's way out of pocket. I wouldn't want Jimmy Butler as my teammate.
But before, he didn't have this. He didn't. His, to me, his star wasn't tarnished. Now it's like, dude, you're the problem.
Right.
But before we were, you get Jimmy Butler, and his talent is undeniable. But don't get me wrong. I think this dude's a baller.
Of course.
But now he's kind of played himself. Well, and I wonder if Kyrie is going down that road.
I think absolutely. I still don't think it's going to stop any team from lining up with a Brinks truck around the corner.
No doubt.
Every GM in the league that has a knee at the point guard position would salivate at the prospect of bringing in Kyrie Irving. Baggage be damned. This is a guy that's delivered a Larry O'Brien trophy, which, by the way, I don't think he gets enough credit for the 3-1 comeback. Everybody talks about
LeBron. And the shot over Steph?
Kyrie was sensational in that series.
And I'm going to tell you this. I told my dad, Norman. There's two guys that have the moniker Warrior Killer.
Right.
LeBron and Kyrie
and
Irving.
And Kyrie. Yep, you're right. Absolutely.
Too many.
Let's go to Steven up in the V-Town. Steven, you're on 95.7 The Game. Fire away.
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen?
Great.
You know, I'm getting kind of tired of the narrative about how much money these guys make. Guru, you understand this phrase. Stop counting a man's pocket. They're still human. They're not robots. Yes, they do make a lot of money. But it's really no... I mean, it really doesn't matter, I think, in how they react to things. They're human. Now, some NBA players react to social media and things better than others. That's true. Maybe Kyrie's not handling this the best way, but I think to call him soft just really isn't fair to him. I mean, you don't know him. He's just speaking his mind. And that's, you know, all of us are free to speak our mind, but we shouldn't be called soft if it's we say something that you don't agree with. Now, as far as, like, the locker room and how media and stuff out there can destroy it. Got a lot of writers out there giving these op-ed pieces, citing unnamed sources. And that, I think, can leak into a locker room and cause problems. Thanks, guys.
All right, good stuff. Thanks for checking in. Appreciate it. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we forgot something in the Kyrie chapter.
Sure.
If you don't trade me, I'm going to opt for knee surgery. So that's how he handles his grown man.
He's a diva.
Exactly. And he's a bad diva. Good on the basketball court. Bad meaning good. Covey, I just can't stand that you played that for. Can I hear one more time?
Yeah, yeah. Let's run this back. Here's Kyrie Irving on the media. And just to forewarn you, it's a little sensitive.
A lot of people don't realize on the outside that, you know, a lot of things that are said get into the locker rooms. Like, a lot of things that are put in headlines get into the locker rooms. Like, media has broken up locker rooms. Like, it's been done before. Like, where you say something and it's misinterpreted, and instead of addressing it with the person or individual, like human interaction, you read it on your phone. Like, you read it on a text. Somebody says that, hey, did you see what this person said about you and it's your teammate? And you're like, wait, I didn't hear that. And then you hold back, you don't say anything to them, and then throughout the season, it ends up coming out again, and it's just like, man, that's not the way life is supposed to go. You know, it's a unique position, but I'm appreciative that I can have this understanding now. So, you know, it's fun, but at the same time, goodness, it's energy taxing.
Boo-hoo. Sound courtesy of ESPN, by the way.
He contradicted himself. He said, in real life, you know, human interaction, if you heard something about me that I said about you, you could, and we're boys, I'd be like, hey, you know, not in front of everybody, just pull you to the side. Did you say this? And the way his actions don't mirror what he said. And I don't believe media's grown up. The locker room was soft if the media blew it up.
Thank you. That's right. If the media can come, if
that's
the,
all.
If
you didn't have a locker room.
Quote, yeah, thank you. If this quote-unquote villainous media can come in and break up your locker room, then it was paper mache in the first place, and it's probably time for some of y'all to go your separate ways
anyway.
Now,
the Warriors' locker room is Teflon. I mean, it's because the people have tried to break it up, and we don't, you know, the whole David West thing.
Yeah.
That didn't even get out, even though it ended up being nothing. And this whole KD, you know, he exploded, but the team around him hadn't. Right. And the Draymond and KD thing, I think Draymond was being what I'm saying Kyrie needs to be. That was the only time. Just kind of let you know where I stand.
Yeah. And really, and what to me stood out was it was shocking to me when all that went down that was the first time anything like that had happened, because there's so much pressure on these guys and so much attention. And what I said at that moment,
tell me,
thankfully it happened in November, because now we've got the whole rest of the season to make it right. And guess what? What you could do as a group this season is win another NBA title and have a three-peat, and which we know is the ultimate goal. So there's a lot of time to mend fences. And I think if I had to take the temperature of the Warriors locker room right now, I'd say things are pretty damn rosy in there. DeMarcus Cousins is integrated nicely. They're playing a lot better basketball. What have they won? 18 out of 20. They had an 11 game, a nice long road winning streak. I think right now things are pretty damn chipper in that locker room. So I think it's fair to say that they've weathered the storm around that. And hopefully, like a lot of dudes, when they knock heads and then they sit down, they hash it
stronger.
Out. That's it. It makes you better.
And closer. And right? Covey, when that was happening, I was like, oh, I don't know how they get past this. Somebody might get traded. Or
time.
Time heals all wounds. And you look at the Warriors' trek now, they may look back on this and say, that brought us together.
Right, and time and common ground, okay? Like wanting to accomplish the same thing. Because let's face it, all these guys, what do they hope to do? They hope to make a whole hell of a lot of money. They hope to have a lot of fun playing basketball. They hope to be remembered as some of the all-time greats. Just find a couple of common goals to get behind. And that's where Steve Kerr's job is so important, and even Bob Myers and Ron Adams and anybody that's got
They're
the ear
phenomenal.
Of these guys, Raymond Ritter, whoever.
Our double.
It's up to all these guys to play their part in making sure that this stays together. But ultimately, the onus is on the players, because it's their locker room to keep that stuff in-house, keep it tight, and when things do happen, to learn from them and come to some type of resolution as grown men and ultimately move on, which I think it's safe to say at this point, Guru, unless they're doing a great job hoodwinking all of us fooling us, I think things are pretty damn harmonious in that locker room right now.
And if you have had as much success as they had, and they're trying to three-peat, it should be.
Sure.
It should be. And, Ron, I don't want to sound like Archie Bunker or some old just fogey, but I'm telling you, I'm a real guy with a family and a guy that has a set of eyes that looks how hard it really is in this world. People, what is your mom's? My mom told me, find a job you love, son. You'll never have to work another day in your life.
Yeah.
And I look that way at all pro athletes, even entertainers. You're doing what you love. My point is, I'm sorry. I have no love for Kyrie's comments about, oh, woe is me, when you're getting millions of dollars to perform a kid's game.
Yeah.
And that, I just want to just nail that, put the hammer on that nail, like, get out of here with that, man.
How about this? 925 says, Steph could have made that exact same comment Kyrie made, and y'all would be applauding him, and then get the F out of here. Well, you know what? We don't have to worry about that, because Steph would never say anything remotely close to that. That's the difference. So I don't need to get out of here, because that would never happen. Funny one for the 925.
Yeah, I see. Read it, please.
Funny one for the 925. Even that background music sounds bitchy in that little cut, because it's just so, it was like kind of emotional, you know? I mean, like, I won't play the whole cut, but I mean, you just hear it.
A lot of people don't realize on the outside that.
A lot of people, man, they don't realize how hard we have it.
What my stereo bag.
We're getting all this money.
What about
we got
this one,
Colby?
Why people write what they write? Guru complaining about Kyrie, yet he can't handle the text line.
You can't handle the text line, Guru.
Dude,
you can't roll in the Chilton Auto Body text
anything
line.
Anything they type about me is a compliment.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for listening.
Did I tell you when I used to do solo shows, I would text myself?
Really?
And then look at it, because all the bad, I'd see the good in it. It would put me in a
trying
like, Guru, you're great.
You're texting yourself?
But to see it in writing.
Oh, I love you. That's great.
Man,
you're in the mirror. You're in the mirror telling yourself you're smart enough, you're good enough, and damn it, people like me. All right, 888-957. I've learned a lot about you. 888-957-9570. Ryan Covey, Daryl the Guru Johnson, 95.7 The Game. Bonte and Ray Ratto getting lubed up out there in the bullpen. Let's get back out to the phones on 95.7.
97. Roberts up in the V-Town, the house that 40 built. Shout out to RIP Mac Dre, though. You're on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Terrific.
Just wanted to say I got to agree with Guru, man. These guys, Kyrie, Jimmy Butler, these guys, I mean, I don't think they could just carry a team. They're not a leader. I mean, when you come out and speak like that, I mean, you got players like, I mean, I'm a Portland fan, and you see players like Damian Lillard who can't, you know, win with what he's got on his team, but he supports his players
right. And
pumps them up. The same with, like, the Warriors. You know, you watch the Warriors, I mean, they had their little fall earlier, but they squashed it inside, you know, and fixed things up, and now they're doing their thing. And it's just, it's ridiculous. You know, I can't see Kyrie being a team leader. I can't see Jimmy Butler. These guys are just, you know, it's a joke to me. I mean, that's all I got to say.
All right, good stuff. And I think it's so important, Guru, the Warriors' effect that they've had on the NBA. I mean, think about it. Other than, like, Kyrie and LeBron, who were on that Cavs team that beat the Dubs, for really half of a decade now, for the last 5 years, nobody else has been able to do anything remarkable because they're in this era of the Golden State Warriors. And so that pressure on these guys every day of trying to go up against the Golden State Warriors, how do you match that? I mean, remember this last offseason, I think it was KD on a podcast with CJ McCollum, and he's like, oh yeah. Remember he was crying about KD joining the Dub?
Yeah,
and it's that same notion. I think CJ McCollum was keeping it pretty damn real at that point about the way the NBA, the rest of the NBA feels about the Golden State Warriors.
He feels some type of way. From the 925, Covey, Shaq and Kobe hated each other, but yet they three-peated. We don't know what's actually happening in the Dubs locker room. They're that talented. Yeah, you're right, but the world knew that they didn't like each other. That didn't come out after.
Right.
They won as it was out in the open, so that they were that good. If something was going on to me in the Warriors locker room, we saw it, that one incident.
Right.
But if there was something real, tangible, to where guys hated each other, multiple, we would already know about it.
I think so. And I think the one guy that you might worry would wear on people just because of his big-time personality would be Draymond. But I think, to a man, those guys love Draymond Green.
Because he's real, and he's the same way all the time. That's why they respect him.
Right. Yeah, and then that kind of respect gets earned, and it's being the same way day in and day out. And ultimately, that, you know, that's just the way he was made. And guess what? Kind of having that demeanor and that chip on his shoulder, that's allowed him to go from a guy that was a second round pick, not projected to be much at the NBA level, to Steve Kerr gets here, puts him into the starting lineup, and now all of a sudden he's a defensive player of the year, and he's a guy that's helped the Golden State Warriors win 3 NBA titles. So there's something to be said for that. That alone, Guru, commands respect to me.
No, I like that. And speaking of respect, Covey,
uh-oh,
I've been disrespected again.
I see you reading texts over there.
Dude,
you locked
sounds
in.
Sounds like the type of guy that used to wear a pager that wasn't activated and turned it on around chicks to make them seem important.
Wow.
You're
good. 510, those feeling the flow today, so good stuff. Appreciate you, 510. A lot of people checking in, showing love. We don't always read the text that people are showing love, because then it sounds like we're
Dan
just trying
Bibley
to dap ourselves
never
up.
Pay the text line, no mind.
Yeah, I don't mind reading the text
I like
line. You
the
can
good
sound
stuff.
Off, baby. Yeah, sound off. That's a way to get involved with the show. I wouldn't be putting it out there at 957-95. We didn't want to hear from you on the Chilton Audubon text line. Say what you got to say, baby. It's all good. We're still sitting here and our toes are still tapping. You better believe that. Let's go out to Keith, who's on the 880 Pothole Central.
Man.
Keith, you're on 95.7 The Game. Bob and Weave out there on 880, man. It's no joke.
Yeah. No, actually, I'm over to 680 now.
Okay, you made the switch. All right.
Hey, you guys, good conversation. As far as Kyrie goes, you know, here's my reaction. These guys are, they may be the best at what they do, but they're not always the brightest. I mean, we're talking about young guys who get a lot of money, and we all know that money just makes you more of what you already are. So if you got this big ego and you get all this money, your ego is going to get bigger. If you're sensitive and got a thin skin and you get a lot of money, your skin's going to get a little bit thinner. And you can see it. You can see it from player to player. And these guys are put in a situation where, you know, they're asked to respond to the media. The media is a mature guys. These are experienced guys asking them questions, and they have to respond. And most of these guys aren't 30 years old.
All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate you checking in. I don't know
that
if I
harsh.
Can totally.
Yeah,
I don't know if I can totally ride with that.
trust me, I've met plenty of immature media members, to tell you the truth.
Am I on that list?
Yeah. No,
you said.
No, I'm talking like guys that like cover teams. Yeah. Oh, no, I've met wonderful people in radio, and I've met some not so wonderful. But the point is, that's a truism in all walks of life. There's plenty of NBA players, be them young or old, that handle themselves in a very professional capacity.
Smart, yeah,
yeah, of course, man. But it's the old adage, you know, a couple of bad apples spoiling the bunch. A Kyrie Irving here or a Jimmy Butler there ultimately reflects poorly. And it sounds like a group of players are sensitive. I just think some locker rooms are just better than others, and it's because of who's in there leading those locker rooms. Let me put you like this. A couple of years ago, when the Golden State Warriors, it was the 73-win season, when the Golden State Warriors played the Houston Rockets in the first round, the Rockets forced a game five, right? And I remember looking at the Rockets bench. Harden, I think, hits a game
winner. That's Dwight Howard Rockets.
Yeah, exactly. That trash-ass Rockets team. James Harden hits a game-winning shot to force a game five. The Rockets bench, there was like one guy like high-fiving somebody else because they're like, oh, man, we got to come back and play one more game. I got to change my flight plans now. I mean, you just could take one look at that locker room and know that bench and just know instantly these guys can't stand each other. You look at the Warriors bench, Steph Curry, you know, taking off another fourth quarter. He's got a towel in the air. One of these guys, Jordan Bell, just knocked down a dunk in a, 25-point blowout. These guys are excited for him. They're having
brotherly
fun.
Brotherly love.
Exactly. And that stuff is not contrived, man. I think I've got a pretty trained eye. I can tell the difference. I know what fake hustle looks like, and that kind of stuff translates. And to have that camaraderie, to have that type of brotherhood, that matters. That's part of it. That's why, you go back all the way to the beginning of the show, Guru, when we were picking our first two players. Okay?
A lot of people like that.
Right. Yeah. And we're, if you're starting a franchise tomorrow, who would be the first two guys you would want to build around? And I said Curry and Giannis. Not just because they're great players, but they're great people. And they're the kind of guys that I would want in my locker room, the kind of guys that I would want to be the voice of my squad, to be my leaders. I would never choose a James Harden or a Kyrie Irving first.
What about a Draymond Green?
Draymond, for sure. I just don't think, if we're building a franchise, I just don't think that that's where I'd want to start.
But if Curry had the demeanor of Draymond, because he was that talented, Steph-like, Would it be okay to be have the antics of Draymond?
I don't know. I'd have to see.
It would, but you'd be like, oh,
not saying I wouldn't. I would be opposed to it. Let me put you like this. I take every person. I treat everybody as an individual. Okay. I grade everybody on their own scale. Right. Like, however I see this particular person. Okay. So a fictitious person, I just can't say because they don't exist.
All
so
right.
I can only give you my assessment of Draymond Green based on the Draymond Green that I know. So everybody gets a fair shake with me. I know that. And I like to believe I'm pretty open-minded. At the end of the day, like, if you don't exist, I can't really say one way or another. Let's get out to OGB is out in San Ramon. OGB, you're on 95.7 The Game. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Chilling.
All right. I want to speak on Kevin Durant coming to the Warriors. The reason why a lot of people sour on him coming to the Warriors is because the Warriors beat them up in Oklahoma. They were up 3-1. Okay,
right.
Steph made that long bomb on them, and he started whatever that little Fred Astaire dance or Chris did. He did that on their floor.
Right.
Now, me, I play ball myself, and ain't no way I'm going to let somebody do that on my floor. You saw what happened to T.O. when he tried to go to that star, and Teague wasn't having it. You don't let nobody do that on your home floor.
So what do you think? You should have mollywopped him? I mean, what are you saying here?
No. Just, hey, man, don't disrespect my house. KD is the leader of that team. And he should have went, hey, dude, don't disrespect my house like that.
So he's saying he shouldn't have joined them.
Okay, so you're saying since he disrespected Kevin Durant when he was a member of the Thunders, in your estimation that Kevin Durant should have never joined the Warriors?
I'm not saying that. He could join any team he wants to. He was a free agent. But the point that I'm making is that I'm not going to go join the team that just beat me. I'm going to be hot after that game. I'm going to be hot, and I'm going to apologize to my fans for them coming back on us and beating us like that.
All right.
And my free agency and my list, the Warriors not on it. If anything, I'm going to go to Washington where I'm from. I'm not going to go join no team that just beat me.
Okay.
That's Huh? That's soft. That's soft to me.
Okay, thanks, OGB. Appreciate the call, man. And look,
he wasn't the only one saying that when it happened.
We have plowed this ground though with Kevin Durant.
I'm over it.
Coming to the Warriors. Look, it happened. And guess what? Free agent means free.
And these guys are best buddies now.
Free to choose where you want to go. And look,
they're They're buddies now, man.
Steph Curry just hit a big time shot in a playoff game. If you have a problem with it, then don't blow a 3-1 series lead. Play better. And honestly, I think that Kevin Durant's his relationship has soured with Russ. I think we know that. Your number one draft pick, by the way.
Yeah, Russ thinks it has a lot to do. Russ is feeling some type of way that he didn't get a call. We were here 8 years together, and Covey, you couldn't call me to tell me you were going to greener pastures.
Yeah.
That's what I believe Westbrook legitimately has resentment towards KD. But from all accounts, they're good now, but it can never be the same. If I thought we were that tight that you couldn't break me off a phone call to tell me, you know what, hey, man, it's been great, but I'm on to the next chapter. And if that didn't happen, Covey, I would be hurt, man.
It matters, too. How about this? Remember we had Benjamin Lena on the other day, and he talked about when the Giants brought up Posey and traded him. What was the one thing that stood out to me in that conversation? It was a great interview, by the way, at 95.7.com. He said when he got traded, he said Brian Sabian didn't call him. And 9 years later, that
still
was still at the forefront
resonated
of his mind. Because he was speaking about how Bochy reached out, and it was all love. And he's like, and Brian Sabian never called me.
You said they're human. You've been saying that all day. These guys are human.
They've got feelings. I mean, whether you think it's right, wrong, or indifferent, that's just reality, man. And people are going to read what people are talking about, and they don't forget. These guys have long memories. Let's go to Louisiana Lighting in East Oakland, get a little business plug in there, and then rolling in on 95.7 The Game.
Yo, what up, fellas?
Chilling.
What up, Guru?
All right.
Hey, man, I've been finding myself saying, what's up, baby, to all my customers, man. But one thing, I wanted to touch on this Kyrie thing. You know, everyone's got a job in this day and age, and you got to realize that times have changed. The media is crazy now. You know, people want to read stories about Tristan Thompson messing around on the back nine with Tiger Woods' daughter, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? So it's a different time, and people need to understand, or players especially need to understand, that, you know, our generation feeds off of this stuff. It's like everything on Snapchat you see is all drama, man. So that stuff sells more than any other story right now. But I think these players need to calm down and focus on their job while the media people do their job and, you know, do it like that. All right, fellas, have a good day.
Good stuff. Take care.
And can I add this about KD? He gave the middle finger to everybody and some about his decision. And look how that decision worked for him. I'm on record as saying, Covey, this edition of the Warriors is, if not the best team I've ever seen in the NBA. With Cousins or without, the firepower that he brought, and now he's about to embark on a possible three-peat, they'll go down in history as one of the best teams ever, in my estimation.
Yeah. If they win the title this year, Guru, regardless of what happens moving forward, you'll have a three-peat, you'll have four titles in 5 years, you'll have five straight NBA finals. At that point, you are in rarefied air. I mean, when have we seen
super rarefied air?
When have we seen that in our lifetime?
Bill Russell? Well, we hadn't. Yeah. I ain't that old.
Seriously. Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel young now. Yeah, you got the Auerbach Celtics back in the day, right? Okay, and then you got the Showtime Lakers, all right? You got Jordan's Bulls, who, you know, won six, but Jordan had his little hiatus with baseball.
Two three-peats.
So I guess, okay, you know what? I will say at this point, right now, they haven't accomplished what Jordan's Bulls accomplished, but I will say this. If they go to five straight NBA finals and win four titles, if they go to another NBA finals this year, they get a three-peat, and then it'll be five straight NBA finals.
Go four.
Yeah.
You get three and then go four straight?
Correct. Yeah. To me, that's...
The Bulls didn't do that. Nobody but the Celts.
Okay, but even if they get it done this year, and if it's a three-peat and it's 4-5, I'd be willing to talk about this Warriors team being comparable to the Jordan-led Bulls.
I'm with you.
I think that that's not... Right now, they're not quite there yet, but they've got the chance
to... I would argue that they're there yet.
That's fair. You could. All right. Coming up next, it's Ray Ratto and Bonte Hill.
Had a good time, man.
Yeah, they got Jeff Passan coming up today. Jason Richardson's coming on, so they got a great show for you the next 4 hours. Had a lot of fun the last couple of days, Guru, so let's do it again. Thanks, everybody on the other side of the glass, of course. John and Wes, and thanks to Anna, and thanks to Gianna, and sound like I'm accepting an award here, but no, it's been a fun couple of days, man. man. And Matt Steinmetz will be back tomorrow. Appreciate everybody weighing in on the text line. Thanks to Tim Roy and Chris Rose and John Heyman. Warriors back in action tomorrow night. And of course, we'll be chronicling all of it for you on 95.7 The Game. In the meantime, just be good to each other.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.